Well, in the moments we have, may we just ask ourselves this question. Lord, what would you have us learn, know, and practice about prayer? We are continuing our series, being different as a believer, as a child of God, as a follower of Jesus Christ, in whom the Spirit of the living God indwells. You are called upon to live differently than the world. You're heading in a different direction. You're working in your life. You are to have different desires than the world. That verse back in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says it well. You're a chosen people, a royal nation, a people belonging to God, that you might declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you're the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And Peter goes on to say, dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires that war against. And we still know we have that battle going on. So we're supposed to live differently than the world. We also discovered that we're supposed to think differently. Colossians 3 sort of says it this way. Since you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, not on earthly things. For you died. And your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. So therefore, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. We mentioned that back in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Verse 2 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be doing of your mind, then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. Last week, we also discovered that the believer is supposed to do not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. Now, once again, it's sort of a, does that mean I can't love my house or, I like doing things here. I picked up a Bible one time with 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 in it. And instead of the word world, they had written above it, do not love the world's system. Do not love the world's system. Fitting, because basically the world system puts man at the center, and everything revolves around you. We're different, and we are supposed to love not the things of the world system, but we're supposed to love the things of God. And it's supposed to be a Christ-centered relationship now, so that Christ is the center of everything we do. Well, we're supposed to love. The Lord gave me this phrase this week. White supremacy, catchword nowadays going on. White supremacy does not have a corner on the love of God. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they're precious in His sight. And we're supposed to have, and once again, I don't know, this hate in our world for you because you're a different skin color, you're a different skin color. Somehow, I don't believe this book tells me I'm supposed to operate that way. The challenge is our Lord, He had a love that was, He was able to love the sinner as well as the righteous person. He allows His Son to shine upon the sinner and the righteous. He sends His rain upon one as well as the other. You and I are supposed to have that kind of love. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? What reward will you get? That. And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that. Be perfect, therefore, as your Father in heaven is perfect. He is able to love all people that way. Well, this morning, once again, we want to do our different challenge for the moments we have together. This morning I'd like to address the area of the Christian life that many believers need held by hand in this area. There are many verses in the Bible that encourage the believer to pray. Ephesians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, pray on all occasions. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Start to pray and don't know what to say, or it's the same thing we said the other day. On another guilt trip, because I read in the scriptures that Jesus prayed all night. Jesus prayed all night, and I do well to pray. So we tend to relegate prayer to those who are the super spiritual. But it may be that you and I just need to pray differently. Our Lord has challenged us. He wants the people to be careful about how they pray. He says how they pray. He says, be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men, to be seen by them in a reward from your Father who is in heaven. He talks about giving to the needy. He says, but he also talks about prayer. When you pray, he says, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they've received their reward in full. But when you pray, this is not a thing that says you can never pray if we ask you to stand and pray, okay? But notice what it says. When you pray, go into your room and pray to your Father who's unseen. Then your Father who sees what's done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for you before you ask Him. Jesus was known for a person who prayed all times. The verse of the Bible says He prayed all night. Luke chapter 11, verse 1 says this. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When He finished, His disciples said to Him, Lord, teach us to pray. Just as John taught his disciples to pray. And I'm going to take you, let's go to the Matthew passage in a few moments here. Matthew chapter 6. Our Lord teaches us or taught the disciples how they should pray. We refer to this passage of Scripture as the Lord's Prayer. Prayer. Probably best, it would be best, his instructions on how we should pray. How we should pray. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. One of the things guys who wrote about prayer sort of helps us pray by remembering certain things we should include in our, he says we should have adoration for God in our prayers. He says there's times where we need to confess our sin in our prayers. He says there's other times where you need to give God thanks for what he has provided. And then there's other times where we ask for things. And he says he put those all in a acrostic with the word acts, A-C-T-S, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, or asking. If you're like me, many times we can turn our prayers, give me, when we should be trying to practice more of, Lord, thank you for who you are. So when we go through this teaching on prayer, we truly do have adoration. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have some supplication. They are daily bread. Okay? We have some confession. Forgive us our debts, or forgive us our trespasses, as we have forgiven. Another type of supplication. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I'd like to challenge us to be, and I appreciate Holly working and challenging us this morning to do something different, even in our, we need to probably work on our prayer time, and I'd like to have this. There's some things you could do. Number one, try to write your prayer as a letter to the Lord someday. Take a notebook and just, Dear Lord, and write out your prayer. You don't have to write a 6-volume book or anything like that, yeah? Just try to write your prayer out to the Lord. See, take a prayer walk at times. You live in a city. Maybe take a walk. Pray for the different things going on in Sandusky. Pray, Joseph and Holly have come up this year from Florida, and he challenged me big time in the aspect of prayer. Gave me a book last week. Pray the Bible. And I'd like to challenge you on this one. If you're like me, many times you don't know what to pray for. Lord, I finish my prayers in 30 seconds, and I don't know what to pray for. The challenge in this book is this. The whole book of Psalms, all 150 chapters, are basically songs of praise to God. The challenge is for you to take some of those psalms and take them phrase by phrase and just spend time with these and just spend time with a familiar one. Everybody pretty well knows this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. Okay? Try that in your prayer life today, tonight, tomorrow morning. Take Psalms 23 and just spend some time with God there. Lord, You're my shepherd. You're leading me. Lord, I need your direction. And just see how far that phrase will go. The Lord is, phrase will go. The Lord is, there's a time in life when I ask you to be my Savior. I shall not want. Lord, you are providing for me. Try that through that phrase and see if it won't help you in your prayer life. I've been trying to do it a little bit more with the Psalms, and just praying them in the morning. And I pray that we might learn a better that way. What a privilege we have. What a privilege we have to be able to have access, be able to have access to the throne room of God. Let us come bold that we may find grace to help us in our time of need. So once again, this morning we've been challenged by prayer, praying for one another. Challenge you as well. Our Lord says, hey, I want to teach you how to pray. There is the adoration. There is the confession. And Lord, I'm grateful that I can ask for my needs that you will provide for us. Lord,